Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to PMP Network. And with us right now is a special guest. He is the man behind the brand new Top Deck magazine. It is a publication that covers the wonderful products from the Wizards of the Coast. And for folks out there like me who have young children, you know Pokemon. Yeah, you know it all too well. And I want to say hi to Johnny and welcome you to the show.
Hi, Mark. It's a pretty exciting time with our first issue of Top Deck magazine out there on the shelves and the Pokemon cover with Mr. Ishihara there surrounded by some of the pocket monsters. But we think that we're much more than just Pokemon. It's a strategy magazine for those who love light strategy games that you can play in a pretty quick time.
And, of course, Magic the Gathering as well.
Well, Magic the Gathering was the first trading card game in the world, and it's the patent holder essentially.
I guess I'm a little thick of these things because, I've been a baseball card collector all my life and sports card collector, and got my son into it, and now my son and all his friends, including my 5-year-old daughter, they all have to have Pokemon. They know who can beat who. They don't play the game. I've never actually seen kids play the game, but they're constantly trading, and they all know everything about every Pokemon.
Well, I think playing the game is a vital part of the experience, and as kids are beginning to learn how to play the game, that it's just going to continue to feed the phenomenon to some degree. You know how when we were collecting baseball cards, sometimes you would spread them out on the diamond and you'd flip them to see whether they got a hit or not, and move them around to see if they would score, but the mechanics never quite worked all that well. If you're just flipping cards, the one batting average worked as well as the other, or maybe you were flipping pennies or rolling dice or something, but it just didn't really hang together as a game. But in this case, trading card games is our specialty, and so we've worked out a balance for the way that the mechanics work in the game. And every time that a kid builds a deck for play, or every time they shuffle the cards and sit down to play a new game, the gaming experience is just a little bit different. The challenges are just a little shade different, and depending on what kind of deck they're facing or that. One of the things Top Deck does is we make sure that the kids know all the cards that are available, make sure that they know what they can do and that like, and we give them some tips on which cards counter which cards. And we give even some parents some tips on how to work with their kids in terms of trading, in terms of making rules so that the kids don't get ripped off, in terms of trying to play with the kids and get them to solve some of the game-related puzzles that we have in the magazine to help sharpen their play.
Well,
the other thing is that Wizards is going to start a Pokemon League. We have it in a few stores right now as a test case, but basically in January we're going to have just a widespread rollout of this this tremendous league play. And the great thing about the league play, I think, is you're going to get dozens and dozens of kids at each store playing the game at the same time, but they don't win their badges by beating up on everybody. They win their badges by playing and cooperating together, and it's more about playing than it is about winning. And we hope in that regard that we'll teach them more about the mechanics of playing the game, and we'll show them that there's lots more fun to this than just collecting.
Let me ask you a question. You're talking about the game, and since you are an expert in the field, I must assume that you know that most kids don't play the game, that most kids have a notebook filled with the cards all neatly put in there, and that's what they bring around with them. They do not play the game. The older kids sometimes do play it, but most of the kids do not have the cards all together. They don't flip them around. They don't play the game at all. They just keep them all in a notebook behind plastic sleeves. And that leads me to the next question. Is, again, I mentioned that I was a big collector of baseball cards and stuff, and many of us were victims of our fathers and mothers throwing the cards away and costing us a fortune. But what is the actual value of these things? I mean, I've seen there's a lot of different magazines out there that actually list the value of these things. But, I mean, are these going to be collectibles 5 years from now, or are these going to die in a year or two?
The truth is, in terms of collectibility, I honestly don't know. I know that as a game, we'll continue to support it for a long time. In fact, part of Top Deck magazine is continuing to support some of the card games that that really aren't selling all that well right now, like the Xena card game that was developed at the time that Xena was hot on television, and the Vampire the Eternal Struggle game that was developed when White Wolf Publishing had their very, very popular vampire game going real strong, and the BattleTech game that was tied to the success of BattleTech and MechWarrior. We still have deck ideas. We continue to support the gameplay there, but the value of those cards is very, very limited anymore.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the Magic cards have been valuable and increasing in value for over 5 years. As far as the differences in the magazine, that's a difference in collecting data. We poll 30 different stores that deal in the aftermarket, and we average out the prices, and we give the average high price, medium price, and low price. We do that because we think it's of interest, and we don't want our readers to get ripped off, but we get no profit whatsoever out of the aftermarket. We don't deal in aftermarket cards, secondary market cards. We don't sell used cards, and we don't keep huge inventories of cards around so that we can say, aha, the Black Lotus is up so high, we're going to, you know, sell those off. In fact, it would probably be grounds for termination at our company if we found anybody doing that, because it would just damage our business so much.
You know, it's interesting for folks out there who just tuned in. Johnny Wilson's with us. He's the publisher of Top Deck. It's a brand new magazine, and it's out right now on the newsstands, first issue. And, of course, if you know, first issue is usually collectibles one day down the line, so even you might want to collect the magazine as well. But this thing has a pullout section every issue. This first one has one on the fossil cards, which my kids are... That's the newest thing now. They love the fossil cards. I got them all these first edition fossils, and they're all excited about it. So,
yeah, I'm sure they're excited about it. The idea of the pullout section comes from the fact that so many of us at the company love to play games, and you always want to be able to keep a reference, but keeping whole magazines around, you know, is kind of a problem. It's like the Journal for Irreproducible Effects did that satire once about how that the North American continent was sinking because of all the old National Geographics in people's closets, you know,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of a funny way of putting it. But, you know, the truth is you run out of space in terms of saving magazines. What we wanted to get was that the most lasting valued tips and card lists and card encyclopedias where we show pictures of all the cards and so that you can read and see what happens. We wanted to get all of that in one section that you could pull out, stick in the binder with the cards. When I was a war gamer playing board games on a regular basis, I would have loved it if somebody would have taken the salient points of each new game and stuck it in binder format so that I could keep it you know, with the game. But nobody did that, and now we're probably the first in the country that are doing a regular section that's pre-hole punched for binders so that gamers can keep it with them.
That's perfect, because they can actually put it right with their cards in the same binder. So it's a perfect idea.
Right. We also have a lot of new games that we think are going to be exciting that are coming out next year, and part of our stick with the magazine is putting in a booster pack of cards in every issue. Now, obviously, you won't be collecting the cards from every issue. We have Mercadian Mask cards in the first issue, and you may not be a Magic player. You know, eventually we'll have probably our yet unannounced sports game, and we'll have those cards in there. Legend of the Five Rings is a very challenging, more difficult strategy game than even Magic, which is like a magical samurai battling it out in an imaginary continent. And we'll have a Legend of the Five Rings booster pack later on. The idea here is to let people have a sampling effect, you know, without having to pony up the full $299 or $329 for booster packs out on the market. Basically, with the magazine, they can get the sampler, you know, and look at 11 to 15 cards and say, whoa, I like the art. Oh, these mechanics seem interesting. I'd like to give it a try without really being out the expense of buying a full theme deck or a full starter set in order to learn these games.
I think that Mr. Ishihara and everybody else who was involved with this is brilliant in the whole concept to make a game up, to make it this collectible, to charge as much as they've been able to charge for these booster packs and the starter packs. It's amazing what they've done.
You know, I think it's fabulous. There are a lot of marvelous partners, you know, across the spectrum on this that give you so many different ways to access the Pokemon mythos. That essentially you can watch the anime, you can watch the movie, the television reruns, you can read the books, you can play the trading card game, you can play the Nintendo video game, you can play the Game Boy trading card game that should come out sometime later, and you can reach it from so many different perspectives.
Yeah,
and,
but my kids...
I like to say it's like having your stuffed animals in a wrestling ring. It's you know, it's combat, but nobody really gets hurt.
My kids are all excited about this movie coming out. Have you done any kind of cross promotion with the movie people, with Top Deck?
Definitely. There are four special cards for the trading card game that that are available tied to the movie premiere and some Warner Brothers store promotions. And, you know, I think that's going to lead some kids to be demanding to their parents that they get to go to the movie multiple times in order to try to get, you know, multiple copies of the cards.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those things where you don't really know what's going to happen until later today when we find out what's really going to happen. But it's going to be pretty exciting to see this phenomenon take shape. But yes, we do have cross promotions with them. We're working with Burger King in their promotion. We're working with General Foods with regard to the Pokemon Fruit Roll products. You'll see us everywhere, as well as the Pokemon characters everywhere.
It's kind of cool.
We want people to play.
We're talking to Johnny Wilson from Top Deck Magazine. Now, folks, if you've been buying booster packs for your kids like I do, you know that they cost you over $3 a piece for the most part. Top Deck Magazine right now is having a special. Their subscription is only $29.90 a year, and that includes a booster pack in every issue. So if you're looking to save some money and also get some information for the kids, Top Deck subscriptions are a great gift for Christmas. You can call 1-800-395-7760. That's 1-800-395-7760. $29.90 per year. You'll get, was it 12 issues or 10?
That's right. It's monthly. It's
monthly.
12
That's
issues.
Amazing.
Plus, if you want to sample the first issue before you shell out any cash for it, go to www.wizards.com. And we have a little guided tour there where we can pull little excerpts out and show you the kind of coverage that we have in the Magic Zone, our special magic section that's in every one, in the special Pokemon fossil center section, the kinds of material that you're going to find in there, the Pokemon for parents tips and those kinds of things you can find right there on the website.
And, of course, the magazine is $6 an issue, $5.99 times 12 is 6 times 12 is $72. No, yeah, $72, and you're getting it for $29.90. So it's a pretty good deal.
That's right. It's a good deal for both of us. That way, you know, we have you as regular readers, and that way you get to save money.
We're going to give away a couple of subscriptions on the website, and we're also going to urge everybody to give you a call at 1-800-395-7760 or visit wizards.com and check it out. Thanks so much for coming on, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Johnny Wilson from Top Deck Magazine. You're listening to PNP Network.